She was an enigmatic painter, a political activist and a freethinker who became an icon for people all over the world, feminists, Mexicans, LGBTQI artists and many more. Frida Kahlo. Frida painted many pictures, but particularly self-portraits. And beyond those famous eyebrows, the portraits show a life filled with profound physical and emotional pain from a turbulent marriage and a near-fatal bus crash. Frida Kahlo also had a special relationship with photography and made and collected thousands upon thousands of photographs. They were only released a few years ago, and a selection from the photographs from the museum dedicated to Frida Kahlo in Mexico is now on show at the Bendigo Art Gallery. And joining me to take a deep dive into the mind of Frida is the director of the Frida Kahlo Museum, Hilda Trujillo. Hilda, hello.
Hello.
And Leanne Fitzgibbon, senior curator at the Bendigo Gallery. Leanne, hello, and thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, the museum for Frida Kahlo is located actually in Frida's family home, La Casa Azul. I hope my pronunciation's okay, Hilda.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. So, Hilda, Frida actually decorated the house because it's an amazing colour, isn't it? It's a very particular blue, a cobalt blue, I think.
Yeah, you know, in the towns around Mexico, the colors are very life, like pink, green, blue. So if you go to the Blue House, you can find this soul of the revolution, this soul of the new art in Mexico.
Hilda, in one of the rooms in the Blue House was this trove of Frida's photographs and clothing, other belongings, and they were all locked away until 2004, I think. 6,500 photographs were discovered. Why were they locked up for so long? What had happened?
Yeah, Diego Rivera asked to...
Okay, so can I just confirm, so that's Frida's husband.
So when Diego died, he has problems with Trotsky, with the Communist Party.
And Trotsky had lived in the house for a couple of years, hadn't he?
2 years and a half.
Yes, okay.
And then Diego Rivera said that close the one bedroom. But Dolores Olmedo, who was his patron, his or her patron, his patron, she decided not to open until she died. So Diego Rivera said just 15 years, but Lola Olmedo lived too much time. The rooms were closed for 50 years. So when we opened, somebody said, my team and I, we found a museum inside another museum. Yeah.
So you had no idea what was in these rooms that had been locked for 50 years?
Everybody knows that something was there, but nobody knew which we found. We found photographs, for example, of Man Ray, Moncasi, Nicholas Murray, photographs of Rockefeller, Henry Ford. We found 22,000 documents. Frida Kahlo and Diego were very... they collected too much things.
Yes, we have a word for that in English. Well, Hilda, we can either say politely it's a collector, but perhaps not so politely somebody who hoards, a hoarder.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's true for both.
Leanne, there's a quote from Frida Kahlo after her terrible bus accident where she was so... horrifically injured, and something that led to her ongoing illness and very early death at the age of 47. But a quote from Frida just after this, after the accident, she said that she wanted to begin again, painting things just as I saw them with my own eyes and nothing more. So I was wondering whether this is somehow related to her love of photography and its ability to show truth.
Absolutely. I think, you know, photography is an incredible medium. It captures what's there right now. And of course, now it can be manipulated. But in Frida's time, it was a very honest moment captured by the camera. And for Frida too, she had a lot of time to contemplate her practice, obviously being bedridden for such a long time after that initial accident. That's when she first began to paint. But it was was it her father, Ilda, who gave her the opportunity to start painting as part of her convalescence. Yeah. So, but photography has always been important to Frida.
Hilda, I just wanted to ask you about photography during this period in Mexico's history. So let's kind of dive into a year of, let's say, 1940s. So we're post the Civil War and the Revolution, and there's the consolidation of the Revolution. So what was photography's role during that period of Mexico's history?
You can understand better Frida.
Yes.
If you understand the historical moment in Mexico, the revolution, but also the historical moment worldwide. For example, when Hitler closed the Bauhaus, many artists came to America. One of the main countries was Mexico. Also, the Civil War, when Franco win the war, and the many artists came to Mexico, and when Stalin pursued Trotsky, all these intellectuals, all these artists came to Mexico and came to the Blue House. The Blue House was the bohemian place where all the artists and intellectuals arrived, and because of that, we have such a big photograph collection. This exhibition is not just the portrait of the life of Frida, but also the portrait of a time.
That's a really great point to make. Thank you for making that point. Hey, so let's talk about the collection now. So, Leanne, 6,500 photographs, getting them down to the 257 that make up this Bendigo exhibition. Wow, that would have been really tough. Who curated the photographs?
Unfortunately, that task didn't fall to me.
It was Pablo Ortiz Monasterio, who is expert in photography.
And so, Leanne, what were the divisions of the subjects?
The exhibition is presented in six thematic areas. So when the visitor enters the space, the first space theme they will encounter is origins. So looking at some of those early, almost like family album style photographs that Frida treasured, and then you move through to Casa Azul, the Blue House section, then Politics, Revolution and Diego is the third section. Then we look at
the broken body.
Her broken body, which is a really poignant part of the exhibition, I feel. There's a section devoted to Frida's loves, or perhaps it should say lovers. There were a few.
Yes, indeed.
And then a section devoted primarily to photography. So looking at some of the other very well-known photographers in the collection.
Yes. Now, I know this is going to be a really hard question for both of you, but I wonder, maybe starting with you, Leanne, can you describe one of the photographs that's either perhaps one of your favourites or one that you feel is one of the most important photographs in the exhibition?
I'm going to go with a very personal response. I think for me, one of my favourite works on display is a portrait by Nicholas Murray, and it's actually a self-portrait of the photographer with Frida Kahlo. It's a beautiful image of them together. I mentioned there was a section devoted to Frida's loves, and Nicholas Murray was one of the people she loved dearly in her life. And they did actually, there was a relationship she had with Nicholas, an affair that went for about a decade. Of course, she ultimately always returned to Diego, her true love, but Nicholas was very important to her. And I think when I look at that portrait, I do wonder about their relationship, and I wonder about how hard that must have been for both of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what about you, Hilda?
I like the most the photograph of the Oaxaca family, the indigenous family, because it represents how Frida loves our country, Mexico, our cultures. I think people is going to find Frida like a person, very intimate Frida. You are going to know the human being of an artist. So I think it's the best part of the exhibition.
Oh, well, that's the most important, right? To know the human being behind the works. And Leanne, what about for you? What do you want from this exhibition?
I think Frida Kahlo will reach a new generation of visitors. I think she is timeless as an artist, but also pretty inspirational as an individual, and hopefully many people will enjoy the exhibition and see Frida Kahlo in a new light.
Well, thank you both so much for coming into the studio in Bendigo to talk about this. So, Hilda Trujillo.
Yes, Hilda Trujillo.
Thank you, Hilda. Hilda, the director of the Frida Kahlo Museum in Mexico. And Leanne Fitzgibbon. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
Thank you for the interview.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's Leanne Fitzgibbon, senior curator at the Bendigo Art Gallery. And this exhibition of Frida Kahlo's photographs is on show in Bendigo until the 10th of February next year.